Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Are you ready to slow down, nourish your body, recharge your soul, and make a more significant difference in the world? Then join us in St. Martin, an exquisite island in the Caribbean with breathtaking views, and transform your life. Become the best version of yourself. When you take the time to go deep inside, to move beyond the limiting beliefs and thinking that are preventing you from having the life you desire, magic happens. Join six of the world's best transformational specialists as we help you design your best life. Dr. Will Moreland, Cheryl Grant, Landry Olusola, Roy Cotton Jr., Muriel Jean-Michel, and yours truly, Dr. Nicole Francis Cotton, from December 2nd to 5th, 2021. Register while space lasts. Only 39 spots available. Register at www.victoriouslivingretreats.com.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
Welcome to another edition of Love and Inspiration with your host, Roy Cotton Jr. Hope you're doing very well wherever you are listening to your favorite radio show here on Bashani Radio. And it's really a great pleasure to be back with you again on another really amazing radio show. Just letting you know, just before we start this really amazing interview with my special guest today on the show, I just want to remind you that you should go on right now and register on victoriouslivingretreats.com. That's victoriouslivingretreats.com, and get yourself registered for the amazing retreat that is coming up on December 2nd to the 5th, 2021, on beautiful St. Martin at the five-star resort Ocean Point Sonesta. And why do you have to register yourself? Because it's going to be a transformational weekend by six transformational specialists from around the world. And I'm talking about yours truly, Roy Cotton Jr., who's going to be there to help you be restored, be revitalized, and ready to go into 2022. I'm going to also be accompanied by my beautiful wife, Dr. Nicole Urnemay Francis Cotton, who is a number one bestseller author, and she is going to be one of those transformational specialists during that weekend. Also, Cheryl Grant, who is the CEO and founder of Cheryl Grant Enterprises, and she's going to be sharing with you on how you can be fit for business and fit for 2022. You're also going to hear from Dr. Will Moreland, my very good friend. He's also going to be one of the transformation specialists at this amazing retreat. He's the president and founder of Will Moreland International Global Training Company, and he has decades of really training individuals, organizations in over 40 countries on five different continents. He is going to be amazing, and you're going to hear from the catalyst, Mr. Landry Olusola from the beautiful country of Nigeria. He is recognized as Africa's premier life, mind, emotions, and behavioral change coach, and he has done amazing work around the world. So you're going to be in his presence, and also Muriel Jean-Michel, and she is an emotional intelligence practitioner. Absolutely. And she is an applied psychologist. She is a young lady who's dynamic, and she is going to help to also transform your life. So go right now, book onto victoriouslivingretreats.com, and we look forward to seeing you on beautiful St. Martin, December 2nd to the 5th, 2021, at the five-star resort, and that is beautiful Ocean Point joined Sinesta Maho. And it gives me great pleasure today, of course, on Love and Inspiration, to introduce to you another amazing guest who I absolutely adore for what she is doing in this world, Stephanie Michel, who is a personal stylist and visual presence coach. You're going to hear all about what personal stylist is all about and what it means to really transform your life when it comes to fashion and all that good stuff. Stephanie, welcome to Love and Inspiration. How are you doing? It's good to have you on the show today.
I'm Stephanie Michel, coach of style. And let me start by saying I absolutely love what I do with my clients on the corporate and personal level. But even more than that, I want to say thank you for this opportunity, Roy. I truly appreciate anyone that has a passion for listening to anyone and their passions for what they do for people nationwide. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. And it's a pleasure to have you on the show. I know we've been talking for a while, Stephanie, about you being on Love and Inspiration. This couldn't have been a much better time to have you on the show at the beginning of a new year, 2021, where persons are looking for hope, where persons are looking at a new beginning. And even self, you know, even if there's ways that they've been thinking about how can I change my outer appearance and just get ready for 2021. So here we are on the show today. And I just want to actually just, you know, give you the opportunity to just share with listeners and who Stephanie Michel is. Or where are you from, Stephanie? Talk to us a little bit and we can get straight into this amazing time together.
So I was born in Manhattan, New York, Jamaican parents. So we're all in New York, right? So quickly moved from there when I was about five. We moved to California, and that's where I had the glorious opportunity to have two worlds collide. So inside my house was Jamaica, sights, sounds, music, food, smells, all of that. And then outside, right down the street, was my grandmother on my American side, which I had that world. So that was Compton, California, where I grew up. And I pretty much stayed in California until my adult year. Well, more than my adult years, about 12 years ago, I moved to Texas. So I've kind of been all over, but I can say I'm a Cali girl at heart, but I can say I'm a Jamaican girl in the blood, and I can say I'm a proud American. So all of those things together pretty much make me up.
Wow, that is an amazing mixture. You know, having that mixed of, you know, America and you said the Caribbean and all of that all mixed together and from various places, being born in Manhattan and then, of course, moving to California, Compton, and as it is now in Texas, and having that Caribbean blood in you. So how does that make you feel having that mixture and being a place today where you are?
It is very interesting because let me start right from the beginning. I did not want to initially move to Texas. When my husband said, we're moving from California to Texas, this was my initial response. Don't you move from Texas to California? So I just couldn't put that concept together. But let me say, here it is 12 and a half years later, and it was the best move. That was the first time in my adult life that I really had to just say, all right, God, you said move, so move. The best move we've ever made in our entire lives. And here it is 12 years later, and I can say, if I didn't do what God said to do at that time, I wouldn't be talking to you today.
It's interesting as you say that, Stephanie, because you said the best move ever that you've made. What actually made it the best move? And especially why I'm asking you this is because right now, persons are in a new year who's listening to the show, and they may be thinking about what would be the next move that I need to make, considering what last year was like, and which direction should I go into? And you said that, you know, by listening to God, you know, there's no regrets now where you're at. So talk to us a little bit about what made that a really great move.
Okay, well, I look at things in tiers. So at that time, 12 years ago, let me go back even 15 years ago, I gave my life to Christ in a more dedicated way. And I kind of had a little falling short there when my husband initially announced that, oh, we're going to be moving. All things that I think I had planned for myself, for future, for our kids and things like that, for my career at that time, I just couldn't see getting up and moving. So I initially became really upset. I didn't really direct my anger to the right place. I shouldn't have been angry in the first place. So the first thing I was mad, person I was mad with was myself. And then if you say you're following God and you're mad at yourself, you're really mad at God. And I took it out in the wrong way. And I would say in my house for a good 4 months, if my husband was upstairs, I was downstairs. If he was downstairs, it was just like, if he's outside, I'm inside. I wanted nothing to do with hearing that we were leaving what I thought would be the best place for us as we grew older, as my children grew older. I just couldn't see it. I just couldn't see it. But what really happened was I stopped and said, wait a minute, this is not about you. This has nothing to do about you. You're crying and boohooing and whining over a place. There are so many places in the world. You travel all the time and you're whining about where you're going to live when there's so many other places. So that literally was my prayer to God. Like, I'm sorry. What do I do now? And what's next? And it literally was like the stars and the energy and everything lined up to where it was like, I had to go and apologize to my husband. Number one, I had to apologize to God first. And then I had to apologize to my husband, which for me means I need to apologize to my kids because they, you know, they saw that and they were small at the time. So I did that. And then my husband gave me the best hug. I mean, even to this day, I still remember that hug and that kiss he gave me on my forehead. And that made me feel like, okay, we're moving.
Wow.
And it was the best. It was the best. We moved from California. And let me tell you how we moved here. We moved here. House wasn't sold. We did not have a home here in Texas. All we knew was we looked at the school district of where we wanted to be. And we looked at the area where we wanted to live. And my husband did some research in that way. I started looking for a job. And if you don't know, I am a nurse. So I started looking for a job here in Texas. And at that time, internet wasn't like that major thing. So I had a job interview, a telejob interview. So it would be virtual job interview now. But I had to get to Texas to a certain place. They had certain locations. So I had to get here. I had 3 days to get here. And I made it. And I did get the job. And it just worked. Roy, I can't even tell you. Listen, when you trust what God has planned out, you're going to be a little nervous. You're going to be, you might even be a little afraid, but if you just say, you know what, I'm just going to trust, you really have to trust. You really, truly have to trust. And here I am in moving into, well, not moving into, but in a second career. And it's like, I'm having to trust all over again, but it's different this time. I'm like, you got this. You put me here. You got it.
That's amazing. Really amazing. And I appreciate the fact that you have shared that with us, especially at the beginning of this powerful interview, because that actually helps to put persons in the right frame of mind on where they are at. And that gives them hope, because as you stated, you know, just having to trust and you apologize. And that's very important, actually, as I listen to you, being humble and being able to apologize to your creator, which is God, apologize to your husband, who's your spouse, but also to your children, because children are able to pick up, you know, what may be happening between parents. And I mean, such really key nuggets that you shared that I know persons are able to take away. And moreover, as you were talking about, you know, just taking that step right now, persons are venturing into the unknown. And this is so very vital as we go into a new year. And of course, persons taking this away from what you shared today on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Love and Inspiration with your host, Roy Cotton Jr. here. And it's really amazing having on the show today, Stephanie Mitchell. And she, Michelle, right? I said it correctly, Stephanie Michelle. And she is here on the show today to share with you absolutely an amazing story, her journey as being a personal stylist and visual presence coach. And we're going to get into that right now for the fact you stated before that your profession as a nurse. Now, I'm thinking a nurse, and then we're talking about personal stylist. How is that all summed up? Yeah, talk to us a little bit about that.
I get it all the time. I get it all the time, but you'll see in a moment how that really works. All right, so I did tell you my mom is Jamaican. So for many foreign parents, they want to hear that either their child has a solid career or there is a solid career. I think many parents, let me not say foreign parents, but for my mom and my household, that was really one of those, make sure you have a career that you can travel anywhere and you can do anything with. And that's what I used to hear growing up. So it really stuck with me. What my mom used to tell me really would stick with me. But here's the thing. She was raising a extremely creative child, a child that didn't really follow the beat and the band of everybody. So if everybody's doing this, I made sure I was doing that just so I didn't blend. I'd never wanted to blend in, put it that way. And I like to teach. So I would get girls together. I'm like, well, let's do our hair this way. And I'm like, well, you do yours this way. And then you put your shirt this way. And I'm going to tie it this way. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. So that's always been in me. Styling has always been in me. Teaching people how to do it for themselves was a big deal for me from a child. Luckily, my parents together, they sewed. They made many different fashions for churches, for the choir robes. They even designed some of the church seats in some of the Baptist churches. We weren't Baptist, but they've done many things. They've made many clothing for stores and just different things. So I didn't know anything different. They sewed. Each of them sewed all the time. They would go to work, come home and sew and sell those things or just do different things. So I didn't know any different. And it fell right in line with the things that I love. So I was cutting patterns and picking out fabrics and pinning things on models and the bodices and helping my dad when he drew things. And then I knew to put buttons here. I'm like, no, it needs something here. No, but get rid of the collar on this side. So that's all I knew from a single digit age. And it was always in me and I loved it. The problem was, or at that time, I didn't see any stylist. I see my parents, but you didn't have the word necessarily, well, I'm going to be a stylist. I didn't know. I didn't have the voice to say that. I had no clue. Then on the other hand, you have a parent telling you, make sure you have a career here and do that. So she would say things like, you would make a good little nurse. So that's what was staying in my head. Not realizing she was telling me I was a nurturing person. Now, if she would have said that, it would have been different. So we probably would be having a different conversation. But those are the things that I gathered from that. Moving forward to my teen years, when my father passed away, it's like a a certain energy kind of left me and I felt like I had no voice. So I didn't really follow my passion at that time. So I went to school and became a nurse. I had to pay for school on my own. So I worked at a makeup counter. I did everything I could to make money here, there, and everywhere. And, I worked in the department store. I worked at makeup counters. We did beauty shows. I did all of those different things. High school, I was dressing different girls. I would go to their parents and say, oh, so-and-so's wearing this dress. You don't want to buy her that dress, but I'll go with you and I'll show you something different. I didn't know that was not the truth. God forgive me, but that was not the truth. Wow. But, I mean, it worked. So I started doing it on the side in high school just so I could get money so I could either buy the things that I wanted or to help my mom here and there just for various reasons. Put it like this, hustle is in my blood, so it's in me. But years later, I did go on and 2 decades worth of me being in my profession, and I will say I'm still there. Not in the same way. I'm not doing any direct patient care like I was in the past. And I don't regret it. I really thought I was going to regret it, but I really don't regret any part of it because I was given an opportunity that I didn't see for myself before. And that all goes back to me. Once I started really trusting God and really trusting the gift he gave me, it no longer mattered what someone said. Oh, you worked so hard for that degree, or you did this and you did that. It didn't matter. It didn't matter. I'm like, I worked for that degree. It's up here on the wall. It's not going anywhere. The training is not going anywhere. The hard work I put in is not going anywhere. But if I didn't birth this gift that God gave me, I wouldn't be this complete woman. I wouldn't be the wife that my husband really needed. I wouldn't be able to really give to my children or even my clients, because I'm very selective, even with clients. I don't work with everybody. I can't. And it all comes from really being true to what God has given me.
That's powerful, Stephanie. Really powerful. I love that. I definitely love what you shared. Because as I listen carefully to you, Stephanie, you said that nurturing aspect of you. And then, you were told that you'd be a good nurse. And I'm sure inside of you, as you said, that you discovered that aspect of the fashion and the patterns, and even from that single-digit age that you were, mm-hmm. that you stayed true to yourself, no matter whatever the circumstances were, and the things that you had to do, as you said, you had, you know, to work to a job to pay for schooling and all that. You stayed true mm-hmm. to what you discovered in yourself. And with that mixed with a nurturing spirit or nurturing personality or that gift that you have, that merged together to now today where you're doing what you're doing and what you love and transforming the lives of people. So talk to us a little bit about that aspect. How do you do that as a style coach? Talk to us a little bit about that, where persons can get an idea, and who knows, even before this interview is finished, you have so many bookings.
Okay, very interesting. So initially, I didn't start off as a style coach. That wasn't the plan. The plan was I wanted to be creative director, and I wanted to work on with private clients. And what happened was I heard of a fashion show somewhere in my local area, and I'm near Dallas. So I don't know, Roy, to this day, I don't know what on God's good green earth made me pick up the phone and call this lady, which was the designer at the time. And I just called her, found her number, called her, and I said, do you have a stylist working with you for your upcoming show? This lady was, you could hear it in her voice, like, who are you? Why are you calling me? How'd you get my number? And she said, you know what? I don't. And she said, well, I'm the designer, so I really don't need a stylist. And it was like something came over me. I said, you don't think you need a stylist, but who is going to run your details the way you want them? You're the designer. You're not going to have time day of to really finite these details. Your stylist is going to listen to your creative design and really execute what you want. They're going to navigate that through those models back there. So it's a story that needs to be, and I mean, it just went on and on and on. And then I said, what just happened? It was like I'm watching myself talking to her. And then she said, can you come in? And I said, sure. And at that moment, I'm in like my pajamas. I'm looking at my son at that time was 3. And I'm looking at him like, mama has to go somewhere. And he's just like, whatever. I put on some clothes and I go and meet her. And she was fabulous. She embraced me like she'd known me all the time. I worked that show so hard for free. I worked that like it was my life's blood. 3 weeks worth of work went into that, and I had no regrets with it. I do wish I was paid for it because it was a lot, but I was paid for it in a very different way. What happened that day was their host didn't show up, and someone gives me the microphone and says, we need a host. I didn't hesitate. I said, but I'm hosting what and when? And I said, but who's back here? And they said, you had these models so structured. They are together. We got this. So I had an assistant that I didn't even know I had. Got out there and hosted, had the time of my life. And I didn't know at that time in the crowd was an assistant of Fashion Week for Dallas. So you never know where God places people. I don't believe in accidents. Never have. And I still don't. Don't believe in coincidence. So let me not say accidents, but I don't believe in coincidence. By midnight, I'm tired. I'm packing everything up. The last person that walks in was the creator of Men's Fashion Week, Dallas. I don't recall seeing him that day, but he said, I heard about you. I had to get down here to you. And I'm like, it's midnight. I really need to go home. And he said, I want you for Men's Fashion Week, and you can't say no. And he gave me the dates, and I told him no, because I needed to be in LA. I drove home. A part of me was crushed because I was like, oh my gosh. But on the other side, I said, well, I'm flying to LA for Fashion Week there. I get home and I get a box in the mail saying sorry. And they gave me a sorry gift. It's Fashion Week in LA. I'm not doing Fashion Week in LA. Oh, now I'm crying like a big old baby. Like, who is this person? Did I get their info and all that kind of stuff? And the person calls me the next day, the very next day, and said, I don't accept no's. And he's the person that taught me not to accept a no, and my husband. But I said, yeah, I can do it. But I was very honest with him on what happened. So I like to be transparent with people. So they don't think that I'm trying to be a little big head or anything. But I'm like, nope, this is what it is. And it just from there. So I it just went from there. And then someone said, I love your walk. Nobody has ever admired my walk ever in God's creation of life. But for some reason, when I'm on certain sets, I morph into, I don't know. And they hired me to coach some of their models, but not on the walk, on how to just really present themselves when they show up to a job. And that's how Coach of Style started. And they kept saying, you're the Coach of Style. You're the Coach of Style. So I didn't give myself that name. It just really, it really came from others around me. And here we are almost 4 or 5 years later, almost 4 years later. And it just, now people come to me and they literally work with me on how to work from the inside out. And that's what really took my business to another level. So I had to steal personal style, but the real true blood comes from teaching and styling. Now, remember what I told you in the beginning was my thing that I absolutely love. I love to teach.
Right.
And I love to style. If I didn't listen to God and being myself, I would have never said, oh, I'm going to be a style coach. I wanted to be a stylist. The plan was not for that. So yes, I still am a personal stylist, but where I work with you from the inside out. So I do go into companies. I do work with individuals, and I really help you learn the steps on how to create that confidence, learn how to really get dressed, because getting dressed never starts from, oh, let me go to the closet and get some clothes. It starts in here. It starts on the inside. It's a movement, as I call it. And it's men and women. And think of a little child. So I have a 5-year-old. I am happily a mom of 4. But my 5-year-old teaches me so many lessons. If I tell him, you know what, we're going to the grocery store, he likes to put on his favorite thing. Not because I like it. It's because how he feels. He's dressing how he feels. And if I know he's having a great day, I know he's going to have on something red. He's going to have on his favorite hat. He's going to have on 2 shoes because he likes one over the other, but he can't pick. So he's going to put on two different shoes, and he's going to come out with a big smile. And you know what he's going to say? I'm ready. And that's how I just decided to show up for things. You know what? I've never beat to anyone else's drum. I have to follow what God has given me. And it doesn't always fall in line with what everyone says I should do. My husband loves what I'm doing. So that's the man of my life that I use as my barometer. My kids, they think it's great. So everything else for me is just like invisible. So teaching my clients, it's like it's God, my family, and then my passion for life coupled with what I'm doing. I'm living exactly how I was designed before I even came to this earth. So no regret.
That is powerful.
It has not been easy. It has not been easy. And there are some days even now it's not, you know, goes like this. COVID really did a deucey on it, but it didn't break me. It actually gave me a different client base. So I'm more than grateful.
As you talk about that, Stephanie, you know, I'm just loving this. I'm just loving this. And I'm sure everyone who's listening to Love and Inspiration at this point in time, they don't want to actually leave this interview. They want to stay with us for another 4 years, if possible. But I want to say this to you because I'm so engaged with what you're saying. And just recognizing, as you said, that you are living, you know, what you were designed to be. That is so really important, because persons today are doing things or living for what society has asked them to be, because society says, be this, be that. And then when you go home and you're in your room by yourself and it's just you and God and yourself in front of the mirror, society doesn't care how you're feeling. Society doesn't care what's going on. It's you now having to actually ask yourself, how have I lived my life today? What have I done actually for what I've been designed to do? So I'm really happy that you shared that, because right now you're touching the hearts of persons out there who really needs to hear that at a time like this. And you said something really amazing, Stephanie, and that is you work with persons, the way how you work is you work from inside out. And I believe that that's where the core is. working from inside out. So what is it that you actually say to your clientele? Because you work with individuals and you work corporately. What is it, for example, that you say to your clients from really reaching them from that part inside to bring out that beauty and bring that complete style on the outside? Now, I know that's a powerful question.
I get it a lot of times. A lot of times when I show my bio and it reads personal stylist, style coach, and then the very next line is, it's not just clothes. I get you dressed from the inside out. They're like, what? What is that? wait, what's going on? But that's the thing. That's what I want you to do. I want you to be confused at that moment. I want you to start asking questions like, not who is she? Because that's not important. What I want you to grasp is, what is she about, so I can learn it, so I can do it too. So a lot of times I have individuals come to me for two things. Some people come to me strictly for, you know what? I'm not interested in learning such and such thing. I need some help with my wardrobe, or I need some help with just my immediate style. So that puts my brain in a certain frame that this is how I'm working with this person. But as I'm working with them, I'm just giving them little nuggets, because they come around later. Now, from a corporate or a group setting, I mainly work with women, but corporate or group setting, I walk right in and that is the first thing I tell them. And I'm looking for the faces that are either shocked, scared about what's about to happen next, because they don't know, or they're confused. I like that look because that means, okay, so I have your attention. Let's go, because we're going to work. We work together. So I have a model. So it's 9 weeks worth of a model. So if you think you're going to come to me and I'm just going to talk, not going to happen. But I have fabulous stories if you want to hang around me. But you really work from day one. So I walk into corporate and there's a model that I give them for the first 3 weeks. And it's really analyzing, who are you? Because most people cannot answer that simple question. Who are you? Because the first thing people tell me are, oh, I'm a nurse. No, that's what you do. Who are you? What's at the core? Because that tells me how you're really going to show up. No, yeah, I'm a nurse, but there's many times I would show up to work. I have a fur coat on over my scrubs and they're like, what is going on? I was like, you just don't understand how good I'm feeling. This coat is expressive how I am feeling. So yes, I am at work. But as I walk into work, I just got to let you know I am feeling really good. And I ball that coat up and put it in a locker and I go do my job. So with my clients, I make them start to look inside first. Are you a happy person? Are you an angry person? What's going on? Because that determines some of these colors. I walk in places and I see all this black. There's nothing wrong with wearing black, but are you doing it because you have to, or are you doing it because you're hiding? Once I start working with women, I start noticing they're hiding from something or someone, and it's usually themselves. And I say, so if you're hiding, what is it that we need to work on? How long are you going to hide? How long are you going to make excuses? How long are you going to waste money shopping, continuing to hide? How money to me and time are like this, and your health. They go in this cycle. And what you do is you get stressed out. So you go and take money and waste your time buying clothes to make you feel good. And you keep going in the cycle. You're not buying what you're supposed to. You don't know what you're doing. And you just keep buying it. And then you hire me. And I get there and I see a closet full of tags, which is prime real estate. So that means there's money that you can't invest in something in life because you bought a bunch of clothes that you can't take back. You can't wear. You don't know how to wear. Now you're going to show up to the place that you're working hard to earn that money and continue to burn that money in that time with that cycle. It's a cycle. It's a terrible cycle. So I go into these places to let them know is you're representing this corporate brand. You're showing up here every day doing such and such. How are you showing up? How do you feel about showing up? What do you say when you show up? And then you can start working on the outside. I need you to go from the inside out because it's going to reflect in the ROI that you bring in. If you're feeling good and you know you're going to execute that deal, you're going to give it all you have. If you went in there like, oh, well, I'm doing this because I have to. This is my job. No, that's not your job. Your job is to show up and do what it is you really said you were going to do for in exchange for something. But if you're going to show up, show all the way up. So
amazing. Stephanie, what a way.
It's a very unique process, but I really love it. So I will say starting April, the first week of April will be the next group because we already have this group going that started last week. But the first week of April for the next nine weeks, we have the next group. And I only work with five people at a time because I am so hands-on. I am so hands-on. Your health and your wealth follow each other. Your careers follow each other. I don't look at things as jobs. So if you're looking at what you're doing as a job, we need to change that. Or maybe you're not in the right space in life at that time, because at this age, we should be career and we should be career focused. You should really be career focused. We're working towards retirement. We got to get our souls together. We have to get these pocketbooks together. If you are a mom, I am very hard on you. I'm extremely hard on mom.
And why is that? Why would that, be?
Moms come up with the most creative excuses. I mean, they couldn't come up with better excuses. And I just sit like this. Keep going, keep going, keep going. And I never normally tell people, you know, I'm like, I'm a mom of four. So you name an age group. And I probably have one. So I've heard a lot of excuses. I can't say I heard it all, but I've heard a lot. You're always going to have the least amount of time. You're always going to have someone you're taking care of. You're always going to have something. So please never come to me with excuses. Come with reasons, but don't come with excuses, because if you can come up with one, I could come up with five. But I choose not to use that. You know, if you say, I don't have time to work out. Oh, you don't. Let's get a calendar of 24 hours. And I want you to take for a week what you do every day. I want you to write it all down. I know it because I've done it myself several times. And I want you to find, I guarantee you, I always find at least 5 hours of free time that a person has. And I say, those 5 hours, can you commit 45 minutes to your health? Well, as soon as you start off like that, it's like, okay, so we're going to go right back to the drawing board because you're not seeing the vision. The vision is health. So I take you through this whole process. It's a process. And by Amazing. The time you're done, you shop different. You look at the value of your clothing different. You put your things together with a bit more pride. You may not be the smallest woman. You may not be where you want to be in those type of places. But your head is in the frame of like, wait a minute, before I go and spend $500 on this, do I really need that? I haven't learned how to use the $200 worth of stuff that I have already, but yet I'm going to go spend $500 on it. No. But if you like to spend money like that, you can call me. I will give you my contact information and you can send it right to me because I know how to find it.
Oh, this is amazing. Stephanie, you know, I just have to say this, that from what you've just shared, that really is so really powerful and has a lot of meaning, because persons sometimes are just doing things because they have to do it. And because, like how you said, you've discovered persons are hiding. And one of the things that you can actually do to liberate yourself is really be honest with yourself. Be honest and seek help, so that you're able to move on and be who you've been created to be, what God has created you to be. So I love exactly what you're doing. And I want to ask you this, as we're coming up to the end of this amazing time together, I just want to ask you this question. And that is, because you are in the United States of America, you're in Texas, and you say you work with individuals and at least five clients at a time. You work also with corporate clients. So for persons who are listening to this show that is syndicated internationally, even as far as Japan, and the persons listening to you here on St. Martin in the Caribbean, let's say there's persons who say right now, I want to get in contact with Stephanie, but she's in the US. And how can that work? Would you be able to do virtual sessions with them, or do you have to fly to a different part of the world just to meet, you know, these five individuals?
Now, I love this question because I have a client in Singapore and I have a client in London. I've never touched soil in Singapore. Been to London many times, but due to COVID, I can't get to these places like I have. But thank God for great technology that I see my clients. I do have some that are one-on-one. So there are some individuals that don't want to be in a group, which I totally understand. but I'm really strict on working with me one-on-one. I don't let you miss. I hold you accountable. I hold you accountable anyway, but I really hold you accountable when you're working with me one-on-one, because I really don't want you to leave without the value, because I really go into a completely different zone when I'm working with you. You really have all of my energy. You have all of my time, and you really have all of the things that God has given me. There are some times I'm talking to you and it's way beyond me. So to your original question, how you get in contact with me, you can find me on, we're redeveloping LinkedIn, but you can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on YouTube at Coach of Style. Any one of those places, anywhere you type in Coach of Style, you can put in www.coachofstyle. It's me. If it's not me, somebody is an imposter, but it's me. But Coach of Style is where you can find me. You can email at stylist@coachofstyle.com and you can send me a correspondence. I take my next group. We start in April. So individuals in next group, because I am currently working with a couple of individuals in a group now. So if you want to join me for April, I would love to do that. But I will say this. Please come with an open heart. And I know if you're looking at it like this is style, you've got to remove your head from just style. You can hire a stylist anywhere. You can hire a style coach anywhere. If you're looking for somebody who really, truly has your best interests at heart, that's definitely me. So sometimes I get the question, what makes you different than another style coach? What God has given me, he hasn't given anyone else. I've shown through some of my clients the transformation that has truly happened. I just posted someone on Facebook the other day that I almost didn't recognize. I've been working with her for a good year. And when she sent me a picture, I had to hold back the tears because I couldn't believe the person that I met in New York to the person that I'm seeing to this day. It's not the same person. She's not the same mom. She's not the same wife. I mean, her body doesn't even look the same. I was just really proud of that moment. I said that little girl who sat on the curb in Compton, California, who used to get teased, this was worth it. This right here, this moment.
Wow. Amazing. What a journey, Stephanie. You know, just listening to what you said, that little girl that sat on the curb in Compton and got teased, and look at where you are today. And that speaks loud volume to persons out there who may have been through certain situations in life and may have thought, because if this is what persons think of me and this is how persons pick on me, this is what I'm going to amount to, what they say I am. But this is what you are today. And I'm taking on board all that you just shared a while ago on how you go about connecting with persons who would really love that transformation to take place in this day and age. And like how you said, with technology, all things are possible right now. And you can be in Texas and you can connect with clients around the world. I am so super excited on what you're doing. And it's amazing having you on the show at such a time as this. Ladies and gentlemen, right here on the show with me is Stephanie Michel. And Michelle. And she is a coach of style. And you've heard it, what she shared with you a while ago. And just to give you a little bit of an idea, Stephanie has also been featured in Voyage, Dallas Magazine, and Allen and Houston Magazine. She's also contributing style influencer for Women's Lines Digital Magazine, Summer Fall 2020. As a coach of style, she was also awarded the Fashion Influencer Award at the Dallas Influencer Awards Spring 2019. How did that feel, actually, Stephanie? How does that feel as you hear me say all of this at this point in time?
It's still hard to hear somebody describe me. It does become hard when someone says, "Oh, send me a bio." It's like, oh, I still get excited, and I still reflect back to that little girl sitting on that curb, like everyone saying, "Shut up, Stephanie," because I talked a lot. Shut up, Stephanie, or I didn't have the latest whatever, or whatever the case may be. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm in this room. I'm in this space. I'm showing up like people are looking for me to come to work. Whereas before I was knocking and banging on doors. Can I? No, Can I? No. Do you? No. And it's just no, no. I got more. I still get more no's than I get yeses, but those yeses is this amazing feeling. And all I can say is I will never, ever turn my back on God. Can't do it.
That's powerful. Wow.
Yeah.
That's powerful. You know, just thinking about that, I just want to ask you this because I think it's also fitting, especially for this show, which is love and inspiration. You have definitely, during this interview, shared what your love is. And you could only have love for people to do what you do. And with that love that you have for people, you bring inspiration into their lives. You bring that transformation. So it all aligns with the show, Love and Inspiration. Your love that you have for what you do, your love that you have for people, and that transforming their lives, bringing that inspiration into their situation, into their hearts. I can only ask you this because we also on this show focus on building stronger relationships within family. And you are a proud mother of four. You are a wife who's married to your husband for about 20 years, I've understood. 20 about that?
22 this year. 20 right, years. 20. 22 this year.
Wow, look at that.
I'm still excited.
Yes, I see. And still looking wonderfully young. So, you know, I don't know what is it that you eat. I don't know if it's the cornflakes or whatever. I love to just tease. I just love to tease a little bit on my shows. But but the thing is, with that being said, having a marriage that long, having a husband that you've referred to quite a few times that has been with you, have been with you on this journey, and having children that you really love. Can you just share with us as we come to the end of this interview, how important it is to really have that balance with in life with your profession and family? And what can you say to wives out there on how they can, you know, be with their husbands and as mothers, to mothers out there for their children, especially for where you're
at? Okay. It's a good question. Now, that's a first, Roy. That's a first. Okay. So here's the thing. I have to look at life in this wheel. So I refer back to this all the time. It's God first. And the Bible's already stated what the blueprint is. I can't make that up. I can't recreate it. I can't add anything to it. And he's already stated what my role was. Then next, he's already given me what my purpose was. And he gave me the perfect husband for me. I couldn't be a wife to someone else because they wouldn't, I don't know if they would understand me. I don't know what would happen. So I look at things, what are the things that my family needs and where do I fit in there? And then I look at my career needs. So I have to prioritize. And it took me a while to get here, but then I had to prioritize. And then there is a certain line of my life where there's service. So that service, I don't always have time to just get out and do the volunteering things on my own. So you know what I have to do? I have to bring the whole family in with it. That way we all get it in. But for all of us moms or just anyone who's taking care of family, you're always going to be busy. There's not a moment where you're going to say, I'm not going to be busy. So if you're saying I'm too busy right now, then you know what? You're always going to be too busy. Nobody's busier than God, and he's doing what he needs to do, and he designed me to do this. So I'm not going to put anything on my plate that is not supposed to be there. And what's supposed to be on my plate is service to others in some way, shape, or form. Service to my family. I have four children. I have to, with my husband, raise these four people that when they go out my front door, that world is designed to take from them. So I got to put as much info and much truth and much security and enough in them so that when they get out there, they're ready to tackle that. Then the next line is my husband. I have to make sure that I date this man, that I don't take him for granted, that I still keep my myself together. I want to work out. I want to eat decent. I want to make sure that I'm still eye candy in this man's eyes as much as possible. I want to still explore life with him. We love to travel. We love live music. As soon as the world opened up, we're back on the plane going to listen to our live music. But we still date, even if it's, if you don't have the money to go out on like a formal date, go for a walk together. Find out what your husband's love language is. People always assume, oh, he loves me, or I love him. I know his favorite color. I know what his meals are. What gets that man? It changes over time. Do you know what that is? I just recently learned what my husband's new love language was a couple of weeks ago. And it's exciting to continue to do those kind of things. Another thing is praying together. So it's very hard to answer that question because it's not just this one thing. It's really not this one thing. But the biggest thing for me is just knowing that if I keep my priorities in line, and when I start to fall off, I have my husband or I have my kids and they'll say, wait a minute, that's not what you're supposed to be doing. You have those accountability people in your life that push you right back where you need to go. So I surrounded myself with positivity, taking care of my body. And I'm not just talking about, I look better than this one. Nope, that's not what it's all about. What it's about is good health. It's all about good health. I do work out. I do have a strict way of eating, and I do deviate every now and then, but I really like to take care of myself. I really like to date my husband. I do like to take trips on my own because I need my own space and time. Service to others, praising God. Outside of that, I really got nothing for you.
Well, you have absolutely given an amazing list. And I'm sure that, you know, mothers who are listening to the show, spouses who are listening to the show right now, they have gotten what they really needed. And I appreciate what you shared because, you know, also being, you know, a husband to my wife here, this is so very important to, as you said, you know, continue to grow in that way and discover the love language. You said that so amazingly. So I am saying God bless you,
thank
your marriage,
thank you.
Your family, your business. And in closing, any final thought you want to share with the listeners on love and inspiration as we round off this amazing time with you, Stephanie?
I do. This is a very unique year, no matter where you are in the world. But don't give in to negativity because that will throw you off of what it is you're really supposed to do. Negativity is always going to go on. You've got to find where all the positive things in life are, whether that's through reading, guard your mind, guard your soul, guard yourself with the places you go, the people that you really interact with, not in come in contact with. You come in contact with people all the time, but really the people that you are surrounding yourself with. Read things that uplift. Surround yourself with things that allow you to grow. If it's making you ask yourself questions and seek answers and things like that, that's an amazing thing. If you look at yourself 2021 and you look back to 2020 and 2019 and you see absolutely no growth, as long as you are living, there is room to learn and grow. And if you are a mom, the reason why I mentioned earlier why I'm hard on moms is because we have a very unique task. Dads too, but I work with the moms a lot. You have a very unique task of growing other humans. They look at you on conflict resolution. They look at your facial expressions. They look at how you handle your money. They look at how you raise your tone. They look at how you walk. They see every single thing. So when they emulate you and you get mad at them, point those fingers right back at yourself. Point them right back. If they start yelling at everybody, you have four kids and all of them act crazy, look back at you, not at them. It might be you.
Wow. That's some powerful final thoughts. And, you know, I just couldn't let you go without just addressing one important thing that I found out, which is so amazing, that you are cousins to Dr. Will Moulin.
I am. We grew up together. So we're, he just had a birthday, so happy birthday to him. But we grew up together. So Will growing up was like my brother. So I didn't have a little brother. I'm like the last child. So he had a sister. It was my grandmother. So I would leave my house. So I told you before, my house was like little Jamaica.
Yeah.
If my mom was making something or doing something I didn't want to do, I would get on my bike and go to my grandmother's house where Will and his sister and my aunt and grandmother were. And it was just like, it was home away from home. That's where we did everything. If my grandmother bought one thing, she bought three things because it was one for him, one from his sister, my other cousin, which is like my sister, and then myself. But we had a ton of cousins, but we were like, we are like this. But yeah, it's amazing to see. Oh my God, my grandmother used to pray for that boy so much. I'm like, oh my God. Just how you see him now, he was driven and determined. I mean, he was like that as a kid. He beat to his own drum. You couldn't tell him no because he was going to turn it into a yes. He was just amazing. He was an amazing kid. He was rough on you, though, as a kid. He loved my cousin. For me, he's like a brother. Mm. So
wonderful.
And wife, Dr. Christie, and the kids. And it's just like, it's just amazing to look back and see all the prayers that my grandmother has put into us, all of the wisdom she's put into us, all of the music and the talent and just our family in general. And just to look at us now, it's like, gosh, we're parents and we're doing the things now that we dreamed of. We dreamed of traveling. We dreamed of meeting people around the world. We dreamed of doing different things, and here we are reliving it. So truly honored, truly blessed.
Yeah.
But I want to say thank you so much for this opportunity, Roy. This was eye-opening, and this was different, and I absolutely love this. So I hope you have me back on at another point in time. But thank you. I truly appreciate you and your wife for connecting with me.
Absolutely. You're more than welcome. And it's a pleasure having you on the show. And I definitely look forward to having you on Love and Inspiration once again on Bashani Radio here, going out to over 2 million listeners worldwide. Stephanie, thank you for being on the show today.
So much.
You're welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to a powerful interview here on Love and Inspiration with my special guests, Stephanie Michelle, and she was born in Manhattan, New York, raised in Compton, California, and now resides in North Texas. She is known as Coach of Style. And of course, you heard it from her a while ago. You can find her on Facebook, Instagram. All you've got to do is type in Coach of Style, and her name should come up. She said you should find her, not an imposter, but definitely Stephanie Michelle. So thank you for being on the show today. And thank you for listening to Love and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety, or your business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough, or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
Are you ready to slow down, nourish your body, recharge your soul, and make a more significant difference in the world? Then join us in St. Martin, an exquisite island in the Caribbean with breathtaking views, and transform your life. Become the best version of yourself. When you take the time to go deep inside, to move beyond the limiting beliefs and thinking that are preventing you from having the life you desire, magic happens. Join six of the world's best transformational specialists as we help you design your best life. Dr. Will Moreland, Cheryl Grant, Landry Olusola, Roy Cotton Jr., Muriel Jean-Michel, and yours truly, Dr. Nicole Francis Cotton, from December 2nd to 5th, 2021. Register while space lasts. Only 39 spots available. Register at www.victoriouslivingretreats.com.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stan, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stan, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.